The Metricon pre-game interview.
Just bring this back to a normal level, Jane Birch, who's alongside one of our favourites here at Carrick Footy in Yakov Buklovic. Oh, sorry, Jack Buckley.
Well, Jack, two very different preparation weeks for the two teams. Obviously, we know about the Leopold game and going into extra time. I'm sure a few of you are here watching. But your boys had the week off. How do you think that's going to play out, having that week off? And, you know, does that affect momentum at all?
Yeah, I think this year's been a bit different because I think the few years we have played in the finals, last, I don't know, 5 or 6 years, the week off's been a bit of a bunny. It seems that everyone's had the week off's come back a bit rusty. But I think this year the season's been a bit longer. It's drawn out. There's a few injured bodies, a few tired bodies. So I think I'm hoping the extra week off's going to help us because seeing what they went through last week, I'm glad the boys didn't have to go through that because they looked pretty tired by the end of that extra time. So, yeah, hopefully it goes well for us.
And the conditions last weekend were really tricky. Today's a bit of a combination of the Saturday and the Sunday. We've had a bit of everything already. Mm. You've got a couple of hard nuts that come back in, Antonek and Nanaitis. They're going to be great today. You know, you'd be really looking to them to step up today and in that contest work.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the last game we did play was against Colac and it was going sideways down at Herne Hill Reserve. So we've played our last footy with these conditions. So I'm hoping Nanaitis and Louis are ready to go because, I mean, they will be. They're as hard as a cat's head. But with these conditions, we're hoping our mids can match Leopold's mids because they're pretty strong in that engine room. And these conditions make it tough for any team to come up against those strong bodies. So those two back in, a bit of run and a bit of grunt work. Yeah, it'll be exciting and a good game ahead of us.
Yakov, we would prefer to be watching you this afternoon running around in the number 14 and that bloody stupid red bandana of yours. But anyway, tell us what's going on with these hamstrings of yours. Have they thought about sending you over to Germany for a bit of the calf's blood or something like that to get you moving?
What's going on? I don't know. Yeah, they've failed me a fair bit. I'd like to blame Dad. He's told me that he had hamstring injuries. And that's why it cut his career short at 22. So
he was standing here somewhere a minute ago.
Yeah, he was. So my fourth hamstring strain, twing, whatever you want to call it this year, which has been a bit of a frustrating one in conjunction with stress fracture, and then I had a bit of a cracked knee at the start of the year as well. So haven't had a great run of injuries, but hopefully we can all put it together for the next few weeks. And yeah, get in the strong room with Ollie Hannessy and Al Hickey, who are joining me in the rehab group, and we can all hopefully get one or two more games into us.
What's the best case scenario? Obviously win today and you're playing a fortnight.
Win today, playing a fortnight, but lose today, I'd like to try and put my hand up for next week, hopefully, but yeah, a week's a long time in football.
Throw through to Jace, big session this morning.
Yeah, a bit of a session with the two I just named in the rehab group. Did about 9Ks, a bit of gym work, and yeah, feeling pretty good. It's quite isolating in the rehab group. It's not as fun. You see everyone out there having a laugh and having a kick, and you're sort of just having to work twice as hard, but hopefully it's all worth it.
Do you wear a headband in the group? Do you wear a headband when you do that?
At training or just the rehab group?
The rehab group. Do you wear one?
Sometimes. Depends.
You get Hall & Oates to wear one as well?
He wouldn't know who Hall & Oates is.
You know who Hall & Oates is. You know that Ollie Hannessy is one of the...
Yeah. He does have quite nice hair, doesn't he?
He's got a quaffed. He's got a quaffed of hair.
A fair bit of work goes into that, I think.
You like that? He's got a lot of hair on his head too, no wonder. And now, in terms of the hamstrings then, have you been, like, has the physio said to you it's back-related or is it just you run too fast on the ground? What's the deal? Like, what is it?
I'm not quite sure, really. It could be just every time it's probably been a few different things.
Is that frustrating that you don't quite know what it is or how you might be able to handle it, I suppose?
I think it's probably come down to me in that when I was doing my foot rehab, I probably let go of the rest of my back and legs and everything else. So I guess I, just as the footballer I am, have to put a lot of work into my hamstrings and back, and I probably let go of that a little bit coming back. And once you're playing footy again, you're like, oh, this is bloody good, you know, this is easy, this is whatever's happening, and you sort of let go of all the basics you need to do, which Ron speaks about quite thoroughly about doing the basics. And it's probably what I didn't get to do, so yeah, we've got to keep
Pilates.
Yeah, but doing a bit of yoga. Once a week down at the Cotton On head office.
You'd see the Book Lovich doing yoga, couldn't you, hey? How would he be?
Yeah.
Do you wear the headband for that?
I had a hair tie.
Oh, wait. What are we doing here?
I can't. I've got the hair over my eyes. I can't.
Like a haircut. Maybe we actually raise some money.
No. So this is leading to... he needs to go and see the goat of barbers.
I did go see him about 5 or 6 weeks ago. Vince Manganelli, shout out to Mango Cement.
Yeah. What did he do? He didn't do anything, did he?
Nah, he did. He trimmed up the top and a bit of the back. It was quite long. It was past my shoulders, so this is short for me.
We need to raise some money next year with him somehow. You need to grow that over the summer and we'll raise some cash or something.
Geez, I reckon
shaved off. Imagine you wearing a headband with no hair. That'd be hilarious.
I reckon once footy's done, I'll have to just shave it, just zero all over.
Find a good cause.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Can you tell Charlie Clark to stop wearing his? What's he doing?
Toppy.
Nah,
it's silly.
Nah, well, just you got to have someone out there doing it.
He loves it. This is great.
We went and got some new fabric. We went shopping before the finals down at Spotlight and got our fabrics that we liked. And I think he's got the Joey's one on today. But he
got his ripped off last week too.
Yeah, they had to hold me back because after what happened at Geelong West, they nicked my headband.
Jack, are you listening to yourself right now? You really think that you're on air, you're talking about footy and you're talking about your headband. We're in trouble here. We need some work.
Well, he's a cult hero.
I don't think you need a physio. I think you might need somebody else.
Right. The Joey's wear them now. The Joey's juniors wear them now.
Oh, this is just...
I'm telling you, it'll take off. He's created them.
You did ask me before off air about the headband.
Yeah. If you're going to...
I did prepare something for you.
Yes, there we go.
Perfect. I mention that's the biggest size we could get. So
hilarious! Look at him, mate.
So if it doesn't fit, we'll have to tie two together. Hang on.
Here we go. Right.
Straight to
K-Rock. This is great radio.
You look like a ninja turtle.
No. There we go. Look at that.
I reckon that's you.
There's a bit of Cobra Kai in that.
Sensei. Don't put that anywhere either.
Sweep the leg. Come
on. Yes, Sensei.
Very good.
All right, Kirsch, ask a footy question now.
For Metricon, by the way.
For Metricon, of course. Bucks, obviously, all the training during the week, you come to finals and you prepare for game day today, as in your club, mm-hmm. and then you get to a day like today and the conditions have changed completely. Mm-hmm. How much gets thrown out the window pre-game in planning? On a day like today, obviously you want to stop a bit of, you know, Leopold's outside run. You want to get your own outside run going. Today, a little bit more difficult, a little bit more contested footy. How much changes pre-game?
None. I mean, slight tweaks, but we'll remain consistent in the way we want to play. And Ron's pretty bullish on that the game style that we've introduced through pre-season is going to be consistent in any conditions, whether it be small ground, big ground, wet, dry, windy, whatever it's going to be. We just have to remain consistent on that one. And because if you change things too much at this time of year, everyone starts to get a bit antsy and they get a bit confused and it's no good for anyone. So keep it consistent and hopefully it goes from there.
The young kids have been really good this year. We talk about Joey's young kids a lot, obviously. I know a lot of them throughout the years, but you see a lot of them and the way they've developed into very good footballers of the competition. Finals is another step up. It'd be really good to see how they're going to go today on the big stage.
Absolutely. I think we've spoken about the young guys quite regularly, and I think one that does get missed is Ollie Northam.
Of course, he's only 19.
We talk about all the young guys, but everyone forgets that he's still very, very young. He doesn't look it.
I was going to say, he looks like he's 28.
Yeah. But you talk to him and you're like, yeah, he's a young guy. So he brings a lot of excitement and passion for us. And he does set the tone a lot, obviously being in the ruck. But I think the Newtown game, we were flat. Half time was even, and he set the tone for that game, came out, knocked a few bodies and got a few clearances himself. So he's a good example of not only providing and contributing, but leading a lot of us older guys in conjunction with Max and even your son, Kirsch, when he's playing. And look, as much as we're having... a very good season and a successful season so far. Ron's set up the team to go well for the next 3-5 years, it would seem. So
absolutely. I've got one more for you today. Finals, big day. Will Luke Webb man up today?
Again, keep it consistent.
I was going to say, I wouldn't have thought so.
You've got to keep it consistent. That's the game plan. I think in our pre-game meeting a few weeks ago, Troy McClure said, you know, we've got to make sure that make sure that we're, you know, enjoying each other and knowing how we play. And the example he gave was that Webby doesn't man up, and he said, you know, that's just Luke. So he's pretty much given him
a free rein
and leg rope to just be Luke, apparently. So yeah, watch out for that one.
I'm Troy McClure. You might remember me from assistant coaching jobs. Bell Post Hill.
Get off the chain on him today.
Yakov, sorry that you can't be out there today because we love calling you.
Yes. He is K-Rock's own.
Yeah, you are K-Rock's own. That bandana has taken on a life of its own. Now it's
I'm taking it off in a minute.
Now it's around the head of Jason.
Starting to give me a headache.
Yeah, the good thing is we've all taken photos.
Yeah, I don't care.
We'll send those all out.
Things you do.
Good luck this afternoon to your boys, and for your sake, you get a 13-day break now into playing in the grand final Friday week, and we look forward to seeing you in action at GMHBA Stadium. Good luck.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, guys.
The Metricon pre-game interview.